God is good all the time. You mean some of the time? No, all the time. He can't help but be good to you. It's when we look away from him that we see darkness and death. But when we do what he tells us to do, guess what we get? Good. Jesus said God is good. Jesus, you know him? He said it. He's the original God is good guy. Not Oral Roberts. He just plagiarized it from Jesus. And everything I'm going to say tonight, I'm plagiarizing too. I didn't make up any of it. We've been talking about faith and healing. We had several testimonies about faith. What is faith? It is by what you live. If you're just, if you're unjust, you live by something else. Live by faith. Learn to live by faith at an early age. Can you do that? Is there an age limit on faith? Is there an age maximum on faith? Means you can only believe God until you're 85 years old. Then after 85, faith doesn't work anymore. I don't think so. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If you got scripture for it and you can believe God, you can have it. It? What do you mean, brother? It. I mean it. Whatever the scripture says, you can have if you have faith to believe for it. Has anyone ever heard that all things are possible to him that believes? All things? That's got to be a misprint. No, all things are possible to you if you believe. What if you don't believe? Then it's not possible. But then you just need to have some faith. You need to hear. And how can you hear without a preacher? That's why I'm up here preaching at you. By the end of tonight, you're going to have more faith than you had before you came in here. Faith in what? God's word and healing. That's why we said faith and healing. Because we're going to preach on faith and healing. Healing's a side issue. Why is it a side issue? Because it takes faith to be healed. Are you a faith healer? Well, I believe in faith healing. I don't know if I am a faith healer by definition. But I believe if you get enough of the word of God in you concerning healing, healing will just take place in your physical body. Everybody say physical body. You mean spiritual. You mean spiritually healed. Someday, my emotions. Stop crying. No, I mean physically, your physical body. Everybody look at their physical body. Do you have a physical body? If you don't have a physical body, just leave now. Because this doesn't apply to you. I'm talking about your physical body being in health, being healed, and then being in health. What is health? It's being healed when you're already healed. That's health, meaning you don't get sick. Brother, you can't say that you don't get sick. I say it just about every day, I don't get sick. Amen. Why? I get healed. Mm-hmm. You get healed when you're healthy? Absolutely, and that means I don't get sick. Does that make sense? Yes. All right. Glory be to God. Did you notice how I can move this back so that people that are back farther, I can come and find them? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Jesus is Lord. Self-medication. Can't go wrong with that. Self-medication. People may warn you about doing this, and I'm not telling you with your physical medications, okay, to do that. Well, let's mix these two together and see what happens. I will stop right there. But glory be to God. Self-medication. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. God's word is medicine is what we talked about last week. God's word is medicine. And then he shows you how to take it. What if you don't take? Has the doctor ever given you medication to take? What is he telling you to do? To self-medicate. Not to overdose. Which you can't do with the word of God, by the way. But you're to self-medicate. The doctor gives you some medicine. He takes it. He says, oh, take two of these in the morning. Or take two of these and call me in the morning. But he says he gives you a prescription of how to be better. From a natural standpoint, the doctor's telling you that. So then you go home and it says, take this twice a day with water before meals. But you, because you know better than the doctor, you're going to take the whole bottle without water instead of your meal. And then what happens to you? You get some side effects, probably. So when you're self-medicating, what are you going to do? You're going to do it according to the prescription if you want the right effect. Well, God has a prescription for healing and health. And if we follow it, what do we get? We get health. We get healed and we have divine health. All we got to do is follow the prescription. It's not rocket science, okay? Or rock surgery. Or something. Hallelujah. Did you find your first scripture yet? I didn't tell you what it was. It's 1 John 5:4. Good, that way I can catch up with you. 1 John 5:4. Well, I've never been in a service like this before. He seems like a clown. Well, maybe next time I'll wear one of those red noses. Glory be to God. I'm nothing but a messenger, and I got a message. Hallelujah. And you're going to get it. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. You guys have all read this before. Before we read it, though, we're going to pray. Why? Because if you just read it and you don't have the Spirit of God involved in it to minister it to your spirit man, it'll just go over your head and you'll miss it and you'll be like, well, I heard that before. But if the Holy Spirit speaks His word, it's His word, right? If He speaks His word to you, you get changed. So we're going to get the Holy Ghost involved here, and He's going to speak to you, each and every one of you, tonight. And you will be changed. How can you be so positive of that? Because the word changes people. And the Holy Ghost wrote it, not me. I just try to, as much as possible, get in line with what I believe He's saying, and then I just say it as loud as I can. What is there to be ashamed of? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation, to healing, to everyone who believes it. Everyone who believes it. I believe it, number one. What good would that do? I'm up here preaching. I don't believe it. I believe this stuff. I'm just stupid enough to believe it. Or smart enough. One or the other, fool for Christ. Glory be to God. I believe this stuff. I believe it is God's will to heal you and keep you healthy all the time, every day, with no sickness ever even to come on you, ever. And anything that is imperfect in your body will leave, has to leave. What do you think of that? That's pretty radical, isn't it? It's good news. Glory be to God. That's the gospel. The good news. Except for the bad news, I forgot to tell you. How about the doctor showing up? He gives you a prescription that this pill, it'll keep you alive for 3 days. And that's supposed to be good news? And on the fourth day. No, hallelujah. This is good news. Then Dr. Jesus brings you good news every time. Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Was He a faith healer? I don't know. But He healed people by faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray first. You ready? Now be serious here when you pray. Ask God. Believe God that He's going to speak to you. And you will be changed. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray in Jesus' name. We ask You in the name of Jesus that You would speak to us tonight, that You would manifest Yourself through Your Holy Ghost and Your Holy Word. And Holy Spirit, we invite You in right now. Come and sit on us and sit next to us and in us and rise up in us big that we may know You in a way we have never known You and Your Word before. And we'll be changed. We'll be radically altered. We will be people of boldness and people of God who do Your Word and live Your Word. Glory be to God forever. We are a blessed people. Thank You, Holy Ghost. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even somebody else's faith. Our faith overcomes the world. This is the victory. I wish that they would have just told me in black and white, Tanja, what's the victory? I need the victory. If somebody would just tell me what it is, then I would know how to have the victory. What'd he die of, brother? I don't know. But they said he had the victory. No. You ever heard that? He had the victory. That's an old Pentecostal thing. I don't know. Did he have the victory? They meant, so did he have, you know, salvation? Did he have the victory? But this is the victory that overcomes the world. I don't care what's in the world. What's in the world, people? Rabid dogs? Are they in the world? Well, faith is the victory that overcomes rabid dogs. They're in the world. That's right. You don't want rabies, do you? Does faith overcome rabies? Does faith overcome snake bites? Does faith overcome every sickness and disease? I don't care what it is. Is it in the world? That's why I wanted you to see where your physical body is. Is your physical body in the world? And somehow, unless the scriptures are lying, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Anything that can attach itself to your body, any physical ailment, anything that is a problem in your, I don't care what it is. Faith will overcome it. We'll gain a victory. Do you know what a victory is? That means I win. I win. Yeah, but heartburn. I don't care what it is. You win with faith. Right? If it's in the world, according to the scripture. Does yours say that? Mine says that. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This is the victory. Whose faith? My faith. Just my faith. Nobody else. And Alan's faith. No, my faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Is that circled in your Bible? If it's not, circle it. Your faith will overcome anything in the world that's a problem. Your faith. Well, it seems like we need to have some faith. That's why we're preaching on faith. How do you get faith, people? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Okay, turn with me to Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. And this is going to get good tonight. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready to get some more faith. Well, I just don't want any more faith, brother. I've got enough faith. Faith is the victory. Jesus is Lord. You hear? And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. This was about a crippled man. He leapt and walked. Peter was walking through this gate. There was a crippled man there. And he said, stand up, rise up and walk. He said, what? I don't have any money to give you, but what I have, there you go, have some of that. But look what it says here. It says, and his name, whose name? Jesus' name, through faith in his name. Can we today have faith in Jesus' name? Yeah. Today, is Jesus' name a valid thing to have faith in? Yes. So today we can have faith in his name. And look at what this did. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness. Everybody say perfect soundness. In the presence of you. What is perfect soundness? Here's a crippled man, can't walk. Can't even get there. They got to carry him there with a cup. And now he said, got perfect soundness. Does that sound like what we're talking about? Perfect sound. Are we in perfect soundness? Faith in the name will give you perfect soundness. Whose faith? Our faith. This man's faith. Faith in the name of Jesus gave this man perfect soundness in his physical body. Has faith been done away? Has the name of Jesus been done away? Then it still applies today. Glory be to God forever. Go to Romans 10, 17. You still out there? So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Have we established enough that is faith that is the victory that overcomes the world? Your faith. Faith in the name of Jesus has the ability to make your physical body perfectly sound. And I don't care what the problem is. Perfect soundness in your physical body. Physical body. Everybody say physical body. Perfect soundness in your physical body through faith in the name of Jesus. Are we all on the same page? How does faith come? So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now he's telling us the way we can have this faith that will overcome everything in this physical world. By hearing and hearing the word of God. Well, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Don't be listening to this with the eyes, with the ears of your head. Everybody's got ears in their head. Well, just about everybody. But listen with the ears of your spirit. Those spiritual ears will pick up and they'll be quickened. And then you'll believe beyond what you see. You ever heard of that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You believe something before you see it. You're going to have to believe you received before you see it. Faith comes. It just comes. You don't have to do anything about making it come. You ever been in that situation trying to make faith come? I got to have more faith. More faith. I'm trying to make it come. Have you? I think we all have. We're trying to believe for something. I just need some more faith. Jesus, help me. Just give me some more faith. Faith comes, though. You don't have to worry about getting it. Faith just comes, Patrick. It just shows up. When does it show up? When you hear the word of God. Hearing and hearing. What if you didn't get it the first time? What if you didn't get enough faith? What are you going to hear? You're going to hear it again. By the word of God. Psalms 107:20. You don't know, but I'm building pillars on the inside of you. You'll be able to run down these trails anytime you need to. Putting faith in you. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Psalms 107, verse 20. Jesus is Lord. He sent his what?
Word.
His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. What did he send that healed them?
Well, he sent his apostle with his hands that quivered. He sent his prophet to prophesy over them.
What did he send? His word and what healed them? The word healed them. Well, if God's word healed them, won't his word heal you? What comes with the word? Faith comes with the word. And then what happens? You're healed because you believe. Remember, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It comes with the word. It's packaged in it. It's like the batteries in the package you get that they never give you anymore. It's like batteries not included. Well, this includes the batteries. In the word is the power to produce itself in you. And if you don't yet have the manifestation, where's the key? To hear and hear. And faith keeps coming until your faith overcomes that situation. This really isn't rocket science, is it? This is rock science. Rock of God's word. Hallelujah. Faith comes. And faith is the victory that overcomes the world. He sent his word and healed them. His word. There's still power in God's word to heal you of everything, to make a perfect soundness in your physical body. Are you saying that if I listen to the word of God, it will create faith in me and drive all sickness and disease out of my body? Absolutely, every time. You may not be guaranteed to have a supernatural gift of the Spirit come on you and heal you instantaneously. But you have the Word of God right in your hands, and you can listen to it and hear it and heed it and take that medicine, and it will heal your physical body every time, and you never have to be sick again. Never? Never! Don't receive it. Don't take that report. The doctor said, I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. Get a different doctor. One that says this is only temporary until Jesus the physician shows up and does a work on your physical body. Hallelujah. They're out there. Glory be to God forever. Are you ready for this next one? Psalms 103. You're in trouble now. Oh, you're in trouble, man. Holy trouble. Glory be to God. It troubled the water, remember? Hallelujah. You're a water troubler. Okay, 103:20, you there? Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of God's word. Now listen to me for a second. Everything, Lynn, in the kingdom of God works the same way. If you're trying to get it some other way, you're going by a different door. This is the way. It's the word way. Everything, the angels themselves do everything this way. They excel in strength doing what? Hearkening, listening to what? The voicing of God's word. Where do you get your physical strength from? By listening and hearkening to the voice of God's word. Why are you any different than the way that God created the angels? Everything he does is by words. The voice of God's word created the earth. The voice of God's word created heaven. The angels were created by the voice of God's word. They hearken and excel in strength when God says something. You want to see a weak angel? Look at him without the word. He can't do anything. He stands there powerless. Until God's word comes forth and says, hey, go over there and do this. Then, where's his strength from? Where's the angel's strength derived from? It says so right here. The angel's strength is derived from hearkening to God's word. Where does your strength come from? By hearkening to God's word. If we ever get this, people, if you get this, the word of God is like energy. It's like, I hate to use that word, it's like fuel. On the inside of you. Jesus said it's like food, didn't he? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word. He likened the word of God as to fuel, food. What if you don't eat for 60 days? You'd be really skinny. What would happen though? You'd run out of energy. You'd run out of fuel. That empowered you to get up and move around. The angels run out of strength when they don't have the word of God coming into their ear. You run out of strength when you don't have the word of God going into your ear. Faith comes. It comes. It comes when you hear and you hear and you hear and you hear. How strong in faith do you want to be? Better start hearing. Great faith, supernatural faith, world overcoming faith, then it all comes the same way. You're no different than any other thing in the kingdom of God. You want more faith, you want more power, it comes through the same channel of hearing and hearing God's word. And there's nothing impossible to the person who hears from God. Nothing. You take the scriptures and you put them in your ear. And this is what we're going to go to, self-medicating. You put them in your own ear. You mean put the doctor's pills in my ear? Won't they have to take them out with tweezers? No, we're talking about the word of God going in your ear. And what is the effect it's going to have on you? You will rise up in faith until you completely overcome everything in the world. Right? Glory be to God. The power is in God's word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The angels excel in strength hearkening. I hope you, did you get a kick out of that? This is where they get their strength from. And you can think about it just in a regular way. Like God says to Gabriel, go down there, beat up those demons, and give this message to Mary. How is he able to do that? Because God told him to. Could he do it otherwise? Just go do whatever he wants? Flipping cars over? Just because he can? He has no strength to do that. An angel can't legally, if you get this, an angel can't legally come into your life until you speak God's word over your life concerning that situation. Then those angels will excel in strength towards you because of the word of God that you spoke. So when you say God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, what do those angels do? They go, hey, I can do something now. Or by his stripes I was healed. Then what do? They find a way. They start to excel in strength towards you because you have spoken. You have given voice to God's word and they hearken to the voice of God's word. Oh, they hearken to the thought of God's word. No, they hearken to the voice. You must speak his word for angels to begin to excel in strength towards you. They get their strength by hearing and hearing the word of God. You get your strength by hearing and hearing the word of God. Good airplane analogy, because you all love airplane analogies, I can tell. Is you can put on the power, full power. You're going to take off. You're scooching down the runway, right? And then all of a sudden there's enough wind going over those wings to get going. What if you pull back on the power? That you start slowing down and eventually you come down. That's one of the laws there, you know, of jet propulsion and, you know, rocket science. Why are you looking at me that way? No. Same thing with you. You want to walk in divine health and healing? You're going to have to put enough of the word of God in to get that bugger off the ground and keep it off the ground. That's why it comes by hearing and hearing. It's the active sense. We continually have to hear this stuff, and that's why I believe that we're doing this. That's why I feel God told me to do this. Constantly teach on faith and healing, because it's things people continually need to be fed on. Why? Because it will keep you healed. It'll get you healed, keep you healed, and then you're all right. You get up to a certain altitude, you can pull back on the power. You'll still maintain your altitude, but you got to get up there. You never shut it off. You shut it off, well, you're coming down. That's one of the first things to tell you. Look now if the engine, my flight instructor constantly is saying this. Now, if the engine were to go off now, where would you land? You know, I'm like, would you stop it? Freaking me out. But that's the point. If you were to shut the engine off now, you are coming down and you got to land somewhere. Pick a nice, soft, grassy spot. Or hopefully, you know, a runway close by. But the point is, you shut the power off, you're coming down. Same thing with the word of God. You shut the word going off in your ear. Shut it off. Guess where you're going? Down. If you put more in your ear, you want to be healed? Listen to healing scriptures. I'm going to show you how to self-medicate in a minute. Continually hearing and hearing. You want more faith towards finances? Start hearing the word of God concerning the blessing of God on you concerning finances. And eventually you'll get that thing off the ground and you'll be flying higher than anybody else. Why? Because God sovereignly bestowed upon me great riches and wisdom. No, because you are smart enough to hear and hear. To hear and hear. That's all we have to do. We hear and hear, and the faith cometh. It just comes. Why do you have so much faith? Because I'm hearing the Word of God all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Sound like a broken record? Yeah, but it's a good record. And I get something out of it every time, and I get lifted higher and higher in the glory, from one glory to the next. And it never gets old. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Proverbs 4 and verse 18. But the path of the just is the shining of the light. It shines less and less, brother. It's getting darker in the world. I don't know what I'm going to do. Have you heard about inflation and depression? No, I don't hear that. What are you hearing? People love to hear it. Turn on the evening news. Oh, they can just fill your ear full of garbage. Is that French? No. No. Alan's like, no. That's yeah. Hallelujah. What are you hearing? You hearing what your physical body's telling you? Or are you hearing what the Word of God? It's got to supersede the other. There's no recession for you. There's no depression for you. It's victory, overcoming the world through your faith, because you're hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You don't have time to hear anything else. And it says more and more. Do you see that? But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Hallelujah. The just live by what? Faith. This is the path of the just. Must be there's faith in there somewhere. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness, and they don't know at what they stumble. Hey, you tripped over something. Yeah, I know, but I don't know what it is. What are they tripping over? All these things we're talking about. Their tongue. Things they're saying. Things they're doing. They don't know why it's not working. And then they get on the evening news and they tell everybody, oh, we're in a depression. It's coming. The depression's coming. How do they know? They have no idea. They just think that the trend is going this way and blah, blah, blah. But they'll all get together and commiserate about it and talk about it. Oh, it's coming. It's going to be big. It's going to be the doozy. Quick. Buy gold. Hide it under your mattress. Are they not doing the same thing I'm telling you to do on the opposite side? And they don't know at what they're stumbling. Well, they prayed for me, but I'm just not getting any better. Not getting any better. This must not work for me. Well, doubt is the failure that under something undermines. Thank you. Right? It's your choice. Choose what you want. What are you going to listen to? The good news or the bad news? Bad news, channel 6, 6 o'clock and 6:30 and 11 o'clock and 11:30. So bad news, 24 hours a day. That's why I just call it the bad news station. Hallelujah. Have the good news station where they just tell you you'll never go under. Ever. Because God's a good God and he's got more than enough and he's not depressed and he doesn't have inflation. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They don't even know what they're stumbling over. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. If you just did that verse, people, just that one verse, incline your ear to his words, what do we know will happen? Faith will come, faith will come, faith will come. You'll be built up in faith and you will overcome the world. Just that one verse of scripture. That's all it takes. Just one. One word of God. Change your life. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they what? My words are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What is health to all your flesh? God's Word. Well, brother, I don't know about that. Healing passed away with the apostles. So you're telling me that God's Word passed away with the apostles? His Word is health to all your flesh. All of it. Except for... No, that's the new weird translation. God's word is health. If God's word comes, what happens to you? You get faith. Your faith overcomes whatever sickness it is. This is just the process. This is how it works. You got problems in your body? Then you just need to be listening more to the word, and the faith comes, and pretty soon you wonder what happened to that sickness that used to bother you. Where did it go? I don't know, and I don't care. The devil took it back. He's probably got these big storerooms full of sickness and disease, trying to put it on people. Give it back to him. Yeah. No, thank you. Return to sender. Yeah. Yeah. Don't sign for it. When he delivers the package.
Well, here, I've got some flu season for you, brother.
Oh. Don't sign for it. No, that's not mine. Healing is mine. Yeah. People just sign it right away. Oh, it's that time of year again. I'll sign right here on the line. Oh, I hope it doesn't last as long as it did last year. That's not keeping his word before your eyes and in the midst of your heart. His word is life to every cell of your body. You should say that. His word is life to every cell of my physical body. I'm oozing it right now. Sickness can't come on me, ever. How can it? I'm oozing.
Hallelujah.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Where's the forces of life coming from? Out of your heart. Put away from you a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from you. What is he telling you to do? Put saying opposite things far from you. Then what? He's still talking about the word. Don't say anything other than what the word says about you. If it is, it's froward, or it's corrupt, it's perverse. That's a better word for our modern English. It's perverse. It's perverted. You don't look good. That's perverted speech. Coming down with the flu. Perverted speech. I don't come down with flus. Why would I come down with a flu? The Bible says, by his stripes I'm healed. Why would I? Do I want to? No. Words do this. Look back up at, verse 22. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. If you have a little footnote there in your Bible, it'll say medicine. His words are medicine to some of your flesh. No, to all of your flesh. His words know what, you know, I wondered about, you know, aspirin. You take an aspirin, how does it know to go to your head or your foot? It just is very smart. It must be. God's word goes to whatever it needs to go to. It knows where to go. It is very intelligent. He's actually alive. And when you hearken and you listen to him, he goes into the part that he needs to go to. That's why he can say all of your flesh. His word is medicine to all of your flesh. Now I'm going to show you how to self... Did you understand that? What's medicine? God's word. He's already given it to you. Now I'm going to show you how to self-medicate with God's word. Should we do that? Oh, yeah. Look at me. Don't you want to look like me? Brother, you've been self-medicating too much. No, I don't think you can self-medicate too much. On God's word, hallelujah. Oh, I didn't tell you where to go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Now, is God's word medicine? Is it health to all your flesh? When you hear God's word, what happens? Faith comes. It comes. Faith comes. All you got to do is hear it. That's your job. You can't make the faith come by striving and struggling. No. You want to strive and struggle? Strive to hear. Strive to listen. Strive to be somebody who hears what God is actually saying to you. Not to some your neighbor. To you. What's God saying to you? Faith comes to you, and guess what? You get the benefit. Stop worrying about everybody else. You're the only one. Can you hear for somebody else? Glad you came, Alan, because, you know, all your friends need to hear this. I mean, that makes no sense. It's for you, God's word. When God speaks to you 99.99% of the time, it's because he's speaking to you. Yeah, he may say something for somebody else, but generally, I've experienced this. Even when he's speaking to the body through me, guess who's the first one that needs to hear it? Me. That's right, Lynn. You are. Yeah, that's right, me. Glory be to God. You're right. I don't deny it. So God's word is medicine. His word is medicine for all of your flesh. Are we all right with that?
Yes.
Okay. You're like, get on with it. I will, but you got to know that before you can know this. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein one time. On Sunday morning, between 10 and 11. No. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Goodness, day. Couldn't he just said day? Because then, you know, at least at night you could go watch a movie or something, eat some popcorn. I'm not against movies or popcorn, but I'm for this more than that. Understand? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This applies in every area of life. Good success. What would good success be in your physical body if you're believing for healing? That would be successful, right? You're believing God for health, and you get healed, and you live in health, and sickness doesn't come on you. That's successful. Getting sick and dying, not successful. Do I have to make this clearer? Take God's medicine, which is what? His word. Look what he's telling Joshua here. This book of the law, what would that be at that point? At that point, that's the only word they had. Do you understand? He couldn't say, take this New Testament and meditate in it day and night. But he can now because it's God's word. This book of the law, God's word, shall not depart out of your mouth. That means he should shut up, right? And never speak it. No. If something doesn't depart out of, it must be in. You understand? He's saying to keep God's word where? In your mouth. I've got news for you. Words. What did God create the world with? What did he make you out of? Words. Did he make you like God? Yes, he did, in his image. That's how you are like God. You have the ability to speak words. You're not an animal. Animals, like a parrot, just repeat things. Dogs, they may go, but they're not talking. Words. Where do you get your words from? What goes in your ear? Somebody speaks them, don't they? Even the guy on the news, he had to say them. They get paid good money to stand up and speak in a microphone so that you could hear the garbage they have to tell you. He's in the garbage business. He's a garbage dispenser. Listen, where do you get words from? What do you do if you want to give me some words? You speak them. Thank you. You open up your yap and you say something. You do whatever you do with your tongue there to form whatever you wanted to say, and then you say yet.
Huh. He said, don't let God's word depart from out of your mouth. Meaning his word has to be in your mouth. When you speak it, what else happens to you? You hear it. When you speak God's word, you hear God's word. Guess who's with you all the time? You are. If you've got to get God's word in your ear, where's the best way to get it from? Is by your own mouth. This is exactly what God was telling Joshua. Here's a guy who needs some faith. He's with these disobedient Israelites. Approximately 2 million, I guess. That's a lot of them. And they've been known to be disobedient. He needs some faith. How am I going to be successful with these people and lead them into the promised land? God said this is his method. How did he excel in strength? How do the angels excel in strength? How do you excel in strength? It's by hearkening to the word of God. That's right, the voicing of God's word. Here we have, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It means his word is going to be in his mouth. And thou shalt meditate therein. Does that mean that he crosses his legs and his fingers and lights a candle? No. The word means to mutter. The real root of the word means to mutter. And if you look it up in the Strong's, like I have many times, it means to mutter and to say and to repeat over and over again, louder and louder, till your neighbors think you're nuts. This is what he's telling Joshua. Mutter my word. Say my word. Don't let it depart from your mouth, meaning I'm not going to say anything else than what God says, and I'm going to do it day and night. That sounds extreme, brother. Yeah, what do you want? You want great faith? You want to lead a nation? Or you just want a wee little faith? And lead yourself down the road to destruction. And whoever else is stupid enough to follow you. No, we've already established that. We want great faith. Great faith comes by great hearing. And hearing, it comes by you muttering God's word. You're self-medicating. His word is medicine to all of your flesh. You need to speak his word out your mouth to all of your flesh. And continue to say it. And as you say it, you hear it. And as you hear it, faith comes. You're self-medicating. Hallelujah. And I don't have a problem with mixing the medications up. You may need a little bit of financial provision along with your healing verses, along with your strength verses and your boldness verses. Mix them all up. They're all good. Glory be to God. And they have weird effects on you. Hallelujah. You will love the side effects. You may get a little dizzy. You may get a little silly. And you may start laughing. Glory be to God. I do. Daughter used to come in my room. I'd be sitting there laughing on my bed for like a half an hour. She's like, are you all right? Or are you crazy? I said, no, I'm just full of the Holy Ghost. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. And how do you get filled? By speaking. Speaking and speaking. It's all good. You hear and you speak, and you speak and you hear. You're self-medicating until you've had too much, sister. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Then you're overflowing, and guess what? Your body is healed, and you are prosperous, and you're living in the kingdom of God now in this earth, overcoming all the power of the enemy. Why wouldn't you laugh? Yeah. That's funny.
Yes.
That's the definition of funny. I made this statement before. You know what the definition of funny is? A tumor on the ground. It's on the ground. It fell off somebody. That's funny. That should be in the dictionary. Look up funny. There it is. A picture of a tumor on the ground. Glory to God. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Meditate in it day and night. You're going to mutter it. You're going to speak it that you may observe to do. According to all that's written therein, for then you shall make your way prosperous, then you will have good success.
Verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? When did he command him? Right then. He's not only showing him that he's supposed to be strong, he just showed him the way to be strong and of a good courage. And excel in what? Strongness. Excel in strength. How do the angels excel in strength? Hearkening to the voice of God's word. How are you going to excel in strength? Excel in prosperity. Excel in healing. Power. Hearkening unto the voice of God's word. Who cares what people think? When you have this kind of promise sitting right there. You know, you don't care if you got a really bad sickness or something. You don't care. You're going to do what God said and you're going to overcome that thing. So why should we be complacent if we don't have anything seriously wrong with us? Let's not be complacent. Let's take God's word and overcome everything. Have I not commanded you? Well, how did he command him? He commanded him in this scripture to hearken. Don't let God's word depart from your mouth. Means it's in your mouth all the time. When I don't feel like saying I'm well, when I feel sick, then you're not going to excel in strength in that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Romans 10. See if I can wrap this up. Romans 10. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Romans 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, it's in your mouth, and it's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. He says the word is near you. This isn't too difficult for you. It's not too difficult for kids. It's not too difficult even for me. The word is near you. Where is it first? We know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? And we know that the forces of life come out of the inner man, the spirit man, including healing. But where is it first? He says so right here. This is the word of faith which we preach. The word is near you in your mouth and then in your heart. What ends up in your heart when it's first in your mouth? You hear it. Then it goes down in your heart. What comes with it? Faith. Anybody, if they will hear enough of the word of God, it will heal their physical body. It will prosper them financially. It'll do all the things that that word was sent to produce in people. Every time his word does not return void. It accomplishes that which he pleases. It prospers. What prospers? His word prospers. Joshua needed to prosper in that situation. So is he just to become some supernatural man with great strength? No. The word came and prospered him. He could have been just Joe Mechanic, you know, as a regular guy. He could just be a regular guy. We see example of this over and over again of people in the Bible that were just regular people that God came on them, spoke a word into them, and that word is what prospered them. That word is what healed them. It's the word that's not returning void. Not you. You're still just Joe Mechanic. I'm just Joe Mechanic. But God's word is in me and it's prospering. How do you not get sick? Because God's word is prospering in me and keeping sickness away. Enough of God's word will drive all sickness out. Because he's God. And what are words? Words are spoken, people. If we keep God's word in this book and we never speak it, it lies dormant until you give voice to it. You give voice to God's word, then excelling in strength comes. Angels move on it. God moves on it. Everything begins to move about to favor you because you're speaking God's word. You guys got a lot more faith right now than you've had before you got here. Why? Because of God's word is ministering to your spirit. You've been hearing it. Faith is coming. You're starting to see. You mean I can just say God's word? That's all I can do, say it. And I tell people this. You got a problem and you really don't have the faith? You don't always have the faith for the situation you're in, do you? Some big situation comes up. You don't know what to do. What I tell people is to get a few scriptures that deal with that situation and just say them. But I don't feel like they're true and I don't believe it. Just say it. Just say it. Just have the guts to say it. By his stripes I'm healed. Ouch, I don't feel healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I was healed. I was healed. I am healed. I am healed. By his stripes I'm healed. And as you keep saying that, hearing and hearing and saying, and you don't let it depart from your mouth, at some point, the faith rises up in you, and by his stripes, you were healed. You're self-medicating. You're putting God's word into practice. You're doing what he told you to do. What was the thing that God told Joshua to do? Yes, that you may observe to do. The first thing he told him to do was to say his word. Keep saying his word. Because God knows enough. How many of you think God's smart enough to know? This is the way God designed angels. This is the way he designed you. If you want to live in divine health, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take God's word and put it in your mouth and refuse to say anything else. And it may not happen overnight, and who cares? What are you going to do tomorrow? You know, you're going to do this until it manifests. God's word will not return void ever. The word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith. That if thou shalt confess with your what? With your writing implement. No. He gets very specific here. You can confess by blinking. Morse code. Or tapping. No, you're going to confess something with your mouth. What are you going to confess? That Jesus is Lord. Lord over what? Lord over that sickness. Lord over poverty. He is Lord. Jesus, I declare Jesus as Lord over this church. I declare Jesus is Lord over you. I'm confessing it with my mouth that Jesus is Lord over whatever situation it is. Hallelujah. And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And in that, that means that God has made him victorious over all the power of the enemy. Yes. So when you declare his lordship over it, it has to bow its knee. Remember, we started this out with faith in the name of Jesus, didn't we? What made that man's physical body sound, perfectly sound in the presence of everybody? They could sit there and feel him and look at him. He's perfectly sound. This man is perfectly sound. Faith in the name of Jesus made him perfectly sound. If faith in the name of Jesus could make that man perfectly sound, faith in Jesus' name will make you sound. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. What's the best way to hear? Is by saying. Every word you say, you hear. And you hear it on the inside. Did you ever do that? Plug your ears? You ever listen to yourself on a tape recorder? You're like, that doesn't sound like me. That's because you're listening to you from the inside. You're in you, by the way. Man, I'm getting all kinds of revelations tonight. He told me I'm actually in myself. Yeah, you don't want to be beside yourself. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. If you will confess with your mouth the lordship of Jesus over that situation, believe in your heart God rose him from the dead above the situation, you will be saved. The word saved means you will be delivered. You will be healed. You will be prospered. You will be made sound. Hallelujah. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and this is what I want you to see. We understand that, right? You don't believe with your head. You don't believe with your body. You believe with your inner man, the spirit man. That's what you believe with. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the what? Mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You need physical salvation in your body? Confession is made unto that. Not just one confession. You're going to confess until it's made unto that. You're going to continue in your confession until salvation shows up. Faith comes by here. You're self-medicating. What are you doing, brother? I'm self-medicating. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Well, I don't believe it yet. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Faith comes. Unless God's a liar. Who wants to raise a hand and say that God's a liar? I don't think so. He said faith comes. It's coming. You're hearing. Faith is coming. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It comes by faith. It comes by hearing. Confession. Your confession with your mouth is made unto your salvation. I can confess over you till I'm blue in the face. But until you confess with your mouth the Lordship of Jesus, I'm just confessing till I'm blue in the face. Confession is made unto. Self-medicating is made unto. Keep confessing, Patrick. It's happening. Keep confessing. Julia, it's happening. And we can see it. We all know, you know, we've all experienced some degree of this, right? That's why we're like, yeah, this works. It works. You know, and it works even better next time than the time you were in. Why? You get better at this. You get better at maintaining and holding fast the confession of your faith without wavering. Why would he say that? You can waver off of it. By his stripes, I'm healed. But, oh, goodness, give me a cough drop. And some pain medication. Because I don't feel healed. Keep that confession straight. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Do not waver from it. And some of us have learned this. I'm learning it too. But some of us have learned it. That how many are you tired of getting nothing? The Bible says the man that wavers receives nothing. So if you're tired of getting nothing, try not wavering for a chance. Just try not wavering. Okay, this time, when I got a bill coming up, I'm going to call it paid for. I don't care what it looks like. It's paid for. And I will never call it anything else. In fact, it has a new name. Paid. Paid for. Would you like to come see my paid for? Yeah, what's that? Well, I rode over here in it. It's my paid for. And don't wait. I'm telling you, if you do not waver, God's word will not waver. It produces every time. It's us. We're the ones wavering. Whatever malady we happen to be in, generally we created it. But if not, it doesn't matter. We can still toe the line. Stay on God's word until confession is made unto. That's where we're at. We continue to confess. We do not waver. And unto our deliverance, unto our salvation, unto our healing, unto our prosperity. How much healing can you have? How much prosperity can you have? Well, God doesn't promise to give us any more than we actually need, brother. Really? Have you read the same Bible I read? He's an overflowing God, and he'll overflow healing on you. He'll overflow prosperity on you. Why? Because if you keep believing for him and you don't stop and you don't waver, his promises, which are exceedingly great, will excel towards you to the point where you're completely changed. Physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, socially, every way you can Lee. Hallelujah, Lee. Glory be to God. Well, we'll end there. I actually had like four more scriptures, but hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Sickness is in the world. Poverty is in the world. We're world overcomers. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Well, they were silent. No. You can't have a silent word. Sister, let me tell you a silent word. Listen. There you go. You can't be silent. You must say what God says. Faith is not silent. The word of faith is nigh you. It's in your mouth. Everybody say, by his stripes,
I was healed.
By his stripes,
I was healed.
I am healed.
For I was healed.
Sickness can't stay.
On my body.
Ever.
By Jesus' stripes,
I was healed. Now you maintain that. When you said that, faith came into you. Your spirit man's going, yeah, it's about time. Now hold fast to that.
Yes.
In the face of apparent contradiction. And that thing, whatever it is, it has to leave. It has to bow to the name of Jesus. And faith in that name will make you perfectly sound. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is life to us. It is healing, health, and medicine to all our flesh. We receive the medicine of your word. We receive your word into every cell of our body. Quicken our spirits, Father, in Jesus' name, that we may live according to your word, and we will. We shall live. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
When shall we go? If we follow on to know the Lord, then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.